Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is taking steps to improve mental health and substance abuse care. The initiative was rolled out at a press conference at the hospital yesterday. FMH Psychiatric Medical Director Dr. Vanessa Venezia says the focus is on emergency services.
We're looking at delivering services in a more timely fashion in the emergency room to help provide acute stabilization.
Dr. Venezia says the new approach also reflects the challenge patients face in navigating the healthcare system and will facilitate transition from emergency to longer-term care.
I foresee patients coming to the ER and not necessarily needing to be hospitalized as we've traditionally done in the past, but we can help make the connection to a clinic, whether it's an opioid issue, whether it's a need for therapy, whether it's a need for psychotropic medication, that we will serve as kind of almost tour guides to help assist making connections for the various journey, the path that you're on.
Venezia points to the hiring of additional social workers who track patients' care.
Five master's level social workers that have one foot in the ER and one foot in the behavioral health unit. So if you happen to require admission, now your social worker will follow you up to the behavioral health unit, which is one of the new changes that we've had over the past 6 months. We saw that continuity is really important for your social worker to follow you throughout your stages of care.
The behavioral health program improvements at FMH are being largely funded by a $2.2 million boost in state and federal support for 2 years. State Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum says the Dunleavy administration recognizes the importance of addressing the problem.
It's the benefit of all across Alaska. So it helps with public safety, it helps with regional needs, it helps with emergency services. So this is something that we're very proud to be a part of.
Commissioner Crum says hospital operator Fairbanks Foundation Health Partners is uniquely positioned to work the issue because it's local, something FHP President Jeff Cook underscored.
We can make the answers and we can do things quickly. We don't have to answer to anybody anywhere else. The buck stops right here.
The emphasis reflects a 45% nationwide increase in the number of people coming into emergency rooms for mental health and substance abuse care over the last 6 years. Some Fairbanks residents are angry with the City Council for postponing action last month on an anti-discrimination ordinance. The measure would bar discrimination against the LGBTQ community and other groups. Speaking at a council meeting last night, supporters say they endured harassment and threats during and after a December 10th public hearing on the ordinance.
I am angry and sad that my elected officials think equal protections for LGBTQ plus persons is something to be addressed at their leisure.
Brene Baker told Mayor Jim Matherly and the council she's especially frustrated with their failure to restrain opponents of the measure, whose outbursts made it difficult for supporters to testify.
I'm sure I need hardly remind you all of the swearing, slander, jeering, interruptions, and hate speech that was allowed of those opposing the ordinance and endured by the LGBTQ plus persons who were brave enough to attend.
Another testifier, Eric Muling, pointed to ordinance opponents' use of iPhone AirDrop to anonymously transmit images to others at the council meeting.
The images included a Confederate battle flag and Second Amendment symbols and a snake. Others at the city council meeting received similar images and images of male genitalia.
Muling says transmittal of the images was sexual harassment aimed at intimidating supporters of the ordinance, and he filed a police report. Mayor Matherly says the matter is under investigation and that he didn't know about the AirDrop harassment until after the meeting.
I would encourage people to turn their AirDrop ability off and you won't get those.
Councilmember Catherine Otterston proposed the measure, which is co-sponsored by the rest of the council, except for member Jerry Cleworth. Otterston is part of the LGBTQ community and says she's accustomed to online trolls, but that the AirDrop harassment was worse because of where it occurred.
The AirDrop actually, frankly, disturbs me more than the anonymous chatter online that's contained physical threats against myself, some members of the public who spoke. Because the AirDrop was done from this room.
Councilmember Shoshana Kuhn says the incident affirms LGBTQ community concerns.
Intimidation is often how discrimination actually happens, and so it's really real.
Member Valerie Therrien defended the council's postponement of a final vote on the ordinance last month, saying it was to address citizens' concerns.
I'm a co-sponsor of that, and I felt that we just needed to tweak it a little bit, and therefore I voted to postpone it. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be supporting it And I feel really bad that people think that we were being neglectful.
The City Council will continue work on the anti-discrimination ordinance in sessions being held this morning, tomorrow, and Thursday. The council anticipates voting on the ordinance next month. A Fairbanks community effort is aimed at preserving an historic steamship. The SS Nenana has been dry docked at the North Star Borough's Pioneer Park for over 50 years and was renovated in the 1980s, but has fallen into disrepair and was closed to the public last year. Patty Pearsall with the nonprofit organization Friends of the SS Nenana says the sternwheeler is worth saving.
The SS Nenana is one of the few remaining vintage sternwheelers in the country. She is the largest sternwheeler steamboat ever built west of the Mississippi.
Pearsall says a preliminary engineering assessment has found no major structural problems with the Nenana.
There are many items of disrepair that need to be dealt with, but the structural issues don't seem to be of great concern.
Pearsall says the group wants to fix up the vessel and get it reopened to the public. Next steps include a more thorough engineering assessment and development of a repair cost estimate. Friends of the SS Nenana is holding an open house to share information about the ship and the restoration at the Noel Wien Library today from noon to 7 p.m. A large donation to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is providing new musical instruments to 18 elementary schools. The school board accepted the anonymous donation last fall, and the instruments arrived over holiday break. A dozen music teachers and staffers opened the crates at a work party yesterday ahead of kids coming back to school today. KUEC's Robin reports.
Each case was carefully opened at the district shipping warehouse as the instruments were inspected and inventoried. Gwendolyn Brazier, who teaches general music at Barnett Elementary and band and orchestra at North Pole High School, engraved a number on the flutes and brass. Teresa Van Heining teaches band, choir, and orchestra at Ben Eielson Junior Senior High and band and orchestra at Crawford Elementary.
This is an alto saxophone, and I am just taking all the little pieces of cork out of it, making sure everything's all greased up and ready to go to a student. Well, we have a lot of saxophones right now, but unfortunately, most of them are damaged. So I know the student that is going to get this instrument is going to be so pleased because they will finally have a saxophone that works absolutely flawlessly.
Sue Waltman, who teaches strings at University Park, Wood River, and Ann Wien Elementary Schools, tunes up a cello, while Suna Fadir checks through a violin.
If you have an instrument that is set up correctly, you can learn so much faster. If they're not going to get a good sound, why would they be encouraged to continue playing? So it really makes a huge difference, yeah.
Cherise Walker, the district's public relations director, says the district put out a bid in the fall to make the best use of the money.
We received a $110,000 anonymous donation for new musical instruments, which is amazing, and nobody remembers something like that ever happening. And we're very, very grateful for it. It's incredible.
Donations to the schools are certainly not unusual, but the size of this one, $110,000, is very unusual. Walker swears she doesn't know who the donor is, but she says having it designated for younger students will likely change some lives.
There's 18 elementary schools that will be receiving instruments from this donation. The music teachers are thrilled. We are just very excited to know that there's a member of our community who values music at our elementary age so much that they would make this possible.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.